Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
Good morning and welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner. Today we have a local luminary here, Lisi Harrison. Good morning, Lisi.
Good morning, Caroline.
So Lisi is a New York Times bestselling author for a tween book series, right?
Yeah, tween and young adult.
And so she has her first adult book coming out called The Dirty Book Club. We're going to be talking about that, but her event is actually supporting GLOW International, and Mrs. Katie Rootlieb, who is another local luminary, is sitting here with us as well, and she's going to be talking about the charity that is going to be the beneficiary of Lisi's book launch party, which is coming up in October. Good morning, Katie. How are you?
Good morning, Caroline. Nice. Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you. So, ladies, let's talk about the book and then the charity.
All right. Well, the book is called The Dirty Book Club, and it is my first adult novel. It comes out October 10th, and it is the story of four strangers who inherit a 50-year-old book club that reads dirty books. And the original members, the ones who started it back in 1962, they have taken off to move to France to honor a pact and have to hand off their book club to a bunch of strangers. And it is these strangers that inherit the books. They also get the secret shocking letters from these original members and all of their books, and they bond over the bestsellers. And through that, they find the courage to rewrite their own stories and rethink their own lives. So that's what The Dirty Book Club is about.
When I was talking to some editors, because I've been helping with PR a little bit.
Yes, you have.
I made a point to tell them this book is really about women in friendship.
It is.
It's not Fear of Flying.
They read Fear of Flying
Correct.
In this
but,
book.
But
yes, they do.
It's not
but,
a smutty
no,
novel.
No, I tried
it's
to
about
do that.
Friendship.
I really did, because when I first started writing this book, 50 Shades of Grey became a massive hit, and I felt the pressure to really deliver on that front. And I spent a good couple months trying to write erotica. And if you know me at all, you know that that was absolutely ridiculous. And hundreds and hundreds of pages, forests were like destroyed from me trying to write the erotica. And that didn't work. And I had to really dig deep and figure out what this club was about if it wasn't about just writing salacious material. And I really realized that it is about the power of female friendship and the friendships that bond and that are formed out of reading this erotica.
So you and I have talked about what's important to you in terms of like philanthropy, and that's where GLOW comes in. Katie, why don't you talk about how you guys got involved?
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because we were sitting around my dining room table and talking about how talking about the power of female friendships and what happens when women and girls come together to share their stories. There is power in that. And Lisi and I kind of had this epiphany because that's what Global GLOW does. Our largest project is the Her Story campaign, and it's based on the fundamental belief that when girls and women come together to unite, to read, write, share, there is power, there's might in self-reflection, and then they are able to go back out into the world and rewrite their stories in whatever way they want. And, you know, just because we're talking about women rewriting the stories of divorce and things like that, in our work, we're talking about girls rewriting stories about access to education and poverty and violence. But there are so many parallels universally around the world when it comes to the power of that uniting of women to share their story.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's about empowering each other to find the courage to just advocate for yourself, whether it is through just starting over after a divorce or trying to, you know, get your school to have a girls' math class. Whatever it is, the parallels, like Katie said, are amazing.
Global GLOW is the name of the org, right?
Yeah.
And you recently had a fundraiser, and mm-hmm. So talk about that. I'd love to give a recap of what happened there.
Yes. Global GLOW was founded 5 years ago, and we were founded by another Laguna local. Her name is Kylie Schuyler. She lives here in town as well. And she just basically rolled up her sleeves and got to work. She built a network. We're in 27 countries. We serve 5,000 girls annually through the Her Story campaign. And she's been quietly doing this work. And I joined the organization in January as their executive director. And the two of us said, I think we're the best kept secret in women's empowerment, maybe around the world, and we're going to do something about that. We want people to know about this work that we're doing and the sheer scope of our work. And so we decided to host our inaugural gala this past weekend at Pelican Hill. It was tremendously successful. We really were the best kept secret. When everyone hears about our story and about the work and about the girls, like Lisi was talking about, in Kenya who formed their own math class, or the girls in Peru who lobbied with their local government to get running water for their entire village of thousands of people. When they hear those stories, you know, they instantly want to join the movement and galvanize their support. And that's what they did this past weekend. We raised $525,000 for our inaugural gala, which is unheard of.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
Unheard of. And it's
really... I donated all of it.
It was all from Lisi in the book. It really is a true testament to the power of the work and the power that can happen when women and girls are strong. It is a single, efficient solution to many of the world's complex challenges. We can alleviate poverty and violence and economic disparity so quickly when we strengthen women and girls.
So tell the listeners what your website is and how they can get involved.
So our website is globalgirlsglow.org or herstorycampaign.org to learn more about the Her Story campaign.
That's fantastic. So Lisi, October 10th is your book release party, and it's the Dirty Book Club. And where is your event?
It is at the Dirty Bird.
Of course it is.
None other than.
For the locals here, you know what that is. For the listeners outside of the area, that is our local dive bar club place. Mm-hmm. And it's the perfect venue for this event. And it's open to the public?
It is open to the public, yeah. Well, what we're doing is with Goriana, who is the...
Another Laguna local who's a wonderful jewelry designer.
Yes, so her and I have teamed up in the past. A lot of her jewelry, a percentage of the profits do go to different charities. And in the past, her and I did a bracelet together that was based off one of my young adult novels called The Pretenders, and the money went to Be the Match. And in this case for the Dirty Book Club, we have designed, she took, actually it was really funny, I got an advanced copy of the book and I had it at a dinner party, and there's an antique key on the cover because the antique key plays a part in the novel, and she just took a picture of that off her phone, and a couple weeks later here I am wearing the gold antique key necklace that she made, and 50% of the proceeds from that are going to go to Global Glow, to Her Story. So it's all come together.
I love that. And is the key going to be sold at her boutique?
The key will be sold at her boutique online at goriana.com. It's GORJANA.com. There will
Fantastic.
Also be some giveaways at the Dirty Bird as well. I'll be raffling a couple off.
Fantastic. So we are talking with Lisi Harrison and Katie Rootlieb about Lisi's upcoming book, The Dirty Book Club, and Katie's new charity that she's executive director of, which is Global Glow. So wrapping up, ladies, what else can we tell the listeners about what's going forward and how we're pushing the envelope to have literacy for girls and all these other projects?
I'll jump in. The timing of this could not have been better. The Dirty Book Club launch is October 10th, Tuesday. And on Wednesday is the International Day of the Girl. Wednesday, October 11th is International Day of the Girl, and I will be at the UN for International Day of the Girl to celebrate that UN initiative and event. So perfect alignment of our launches.
I planned that. You're welcome.
And it's great when strong women come together, really great things happen. This is a true testament to Laguna locals.
Yeah.
Lisi, Kylie Schuyler, our founder, myself, and Goriana.
And you.
It's all coming together.
This is a town to be reckoned with for sure.
Well, I love that, and thank you both for being on Caroline's Cause Corner. And if for any of the listeners that have any other wonderful people, local or outside of Orange County, that I should interview, let me know on the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page, and I will consider it for sure. Again, Katie Rootlieb, Lisi Harrison, two great Laguna Beach strong women. I am so proud to interview you today, and good luck with both of your endeavors. Congratulations for going to the UN. That's going to be an incredible experience for you, Katie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. This is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Until next time, make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.